Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, everybody, it's Steve with Three Fat Truckers.
Were you listening when I said?
Mom and Dad's
apparently
fighting.
He wasn't. Dave's
we're down here
trouble.
At the 2023 Matt's Truck Show in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm here with my two buddies, Dave and Bill. How we doing, fellas?
Fantastic. It's a good show, man. It's been a magical time.
It
nothing
has.
Short of that, for
we've
sure.
We've had lots of good interviews down here this week, and this one here by far will be a good one, I'm pretty sure. We're sitting here with Brandy Belton, who represents Truckers Against Trafficking and the Freedom Drivers Project. How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you guys all?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Welcome to Free Fat Truckers.
Welcome.
I appreciate you having me here.
Give us a little information about what you're representing here.
So our organization is a nonprofit that was started in 2009 with a mother and daughter. They felt the need that they wanted to help victims in the lines of human trafficking, and they got together with their church and kind of started with what can we do and where can this go. So it started with truck drivers because they are the eyes and ears of the roadways, and they had more contact with potential victims, whether it be in a parking lot, a rest area, hotel, motel, that they could come into contact with them. So we wanted to start to educate them, and now we've kind of expanded over the years into also the busing industry and the energy sectors and training law enforcement as well. So
good. What are some tell signs to look for?
And my news are coming back up.
Yeah.
So some of the red flags we tell you to look for is, say you happen to be in a parking lot or a rest area, or even a motel or hotel, that if you see someone who looks a little disheveled, maybe malnutrition, maybe tattooed or scarred or burned in some type of way, or just abused or bruising, you know, all over the body. Those are some, you know, signs of potentially to look for human trafficking. Or if that person's not making direct eye contact with you, you know, or seems to be under the control of someone else. So those are some of the signs that we ask, you know, while you're out on the roads, just everyday traveling or going in and out of a store or a gas station, just to look around and be aware of your surroundings.
And who should somebody report it to? Is there an actual call-in line for the organization, or just immediately go to the police, or what?
So, yes, if it's a situation that looks like someone is in harm, we ask you call 911 directly. But then afterwards, also to report it to the National Human Trafficking Hotline number, which is 1-888-3737-888. Fairly easy number we try to remember.
1-888-3737-888.
We will link all those numbers.
I can remember that one.
Any relevant phone numbers and websites and email addresses, we'll link all that in the show notes. I think it's really important, you know, because, you know, we're in a lot of places out there. Drivers are all over the place. We come in contact or we bear witness sometimes to situations that, you know, you just get this weird feeling that something ain't right, you know, and it's probably not a good idea to ignore that or to be in denial about that, because it is something that is real that exists, you know.
Right, and we just ask, like, even if you are unsure of what it is that you're seeing or what's going on, there's nothing wrong with making a phone call, even if you turn out to be wrong. The worst thing that you could do is not make the phone call and be wondering, you know, was that really a situation?
And you will, too.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's okay to be wrong, but you don't want to be the one that doesn't.
Has this picked up some with our border? So many people coming across the border now.
So
in the past, or
there is a little bit with that. So there are two different crimes, smuggling and trafficking. And
right.
when, you know, oftentimes when I talk about human trafficking, the term smuggling comes up, which
yeah.
they're incorrectly used interchangeably a lot of times. However, smuggling can turn into a trafficking situation because once you have a person that comes across the border illegally and they're undocumented, they don't speak the language.
Vulnerable.
They become vulnerable
to
you know, these situations and can fall prey to a trafficker because they have no other means to be able to support themselves.
Right.
So
they
just
fall right into the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is against our industry, but do you have problems or have you run into problems with truck drivers in trafficking? Do you see a lot of that coming up? Because I'm going to say they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to say that they're not, but they are everywhere, you know.
So I personally have not encountered that situation, and probably with just about anything in life, there's always one bad apple in the bunch.
Right.
But we have more great stories from truck drivers that have made calls, that have helped recover victims, help bring them home.
Well,
thank God
that's what we want to
concentrate
on.
Yes, thank God guys are stepping up and doing something because we hear 90% of
I was curious as to what level of involvement we've seen with truck drivers being on the negative side of that story.
Yeah,
well,
I'm just going to say there's more positive than there is negative.
I know a lot of guys. And the stereotypical is the guy and girl. But if you get stopped out on the highway, if you ever broke down a car, 90% of the chance, some truck driver will usually stop and see what, when, where, how. If you're stranded, if the weather's bad, you know. If it's a normal thing, they won't. But, I mean, if there's conditions, they will take because they all have wives, daughters, sons, and
mm-hmm.
all. And if something would happen to them, they want to know somebody who's at least watching out for them. And that's what truck drivers had a better reputation at, and then it fell off, and hopefully it's starting to come back now where we're getting a little better representation out there.
Absolutely.
Just the typical,
yes, yes.
Get out of my way! Stupid four-wheelers holding us up, you know.
So I think you might have said, but I'm going to ask you, how old is the organization? When was it started?
So organization started in 2009.
2009.
So we've been around for a while.
I'm getting ready to say since the turn of the century.
You guys, where are you guys located at?
Do they
have a main office?
We do not have a main office. We all work remotely.
Remotely.
Yeah. We are a small but mighty team of less than 20.
Okay.
We cover from west to east coast, north and south. We are located everywhere, so...
Sure, I can't interest you in that garage. I got it. You can call it your main office, a little place.
I mean, I could call my house the main office, too, but, you know.
Dang it.
I call my basement.
He's just wanting a tax write off.
He wants a job. That's what it is.
No, I'm trying to get some money out of it.
A tax write off, huh?
You know, I have to fix a hole or two in the wall, but whatever.
But we are strictly a nonprofit. We are not, you know, granted by the government in any type of way, so.
Do you have any numbers on how many people you guys have helped year to date kind of deal at all or not?
So we get those numbers from the National Nonprofit Polaris report, and it's not always, like, up-to-date, up-to-the-minute, but...
Well, just off the top of your head, the ones that are reported a year, I mean, is it in the thousands, tens of thousands, or less, or...?
We don't have an exact number. What I will say is, you know, truck drivers have made thousands of calls in, but a lot of the calls we don't get a report on directly that's made to the 911 or into law enforcement.
Sure.
We don't get those numbers, and they're not tracked by National Nonprofit Polaris, but we know that thousands of calls have been made, and we don't always get the end story.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
can't have a direct number like
that. Yeah, so
six.
I don't, yeah.
Now, have you had anybody that was reported and ended up, saved their life, brought them out of out of the trafficking part, do you guys have people that come to you and give
more
you testimony?
Specifically, prolonged.
Yeah, but give you some testimonials and stuff that thanks, you know, we what happened to me.
We do
because
have
of what you guys do.
Several truck drivers in a few truck stops that have actually made calls in that resulted in the recovery of victims. One in particular, his name is Kevin Kimmel, used to be a Conway truck driver who, you know, was at a Virginia truck stop one day and noticed something wasn't right, an RV that was just out of sorts, shouldn't have been there, made the call to law enforcement. It resulted in recovering a young woman who was 20 years old, had been kidnapped from Iowa 2 weeks prior to all of this happening, and him making that call and just happened to be there in the right place in the right time.
That's awesome.
Getting home, and he testified, and they're now serving 40 and 41 years in prison. So we do have an award that we do give out to any industry member who makes one of those calls, and, you know, it results in a story like that called the Harriet Tubman Award, which is the highest award we give, you know, to any industry
member. Need a ladder?
What's that?
Need a ladder?
A ladder?
A little higher.
I mean, you know, we want to put you up on that pedestal and make sure that we are recognizing all the drivers out there who are helping this cause.
I'm going to speak for everybody at this table.
No, you're not.
They're
going
to hate that.
No.
And I'm going to speak for everybody in this room right now. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you guys for having me here.
I'm sure it's pretty rewarding actually getting stories back when something goes right.
But you,
as far as
but you can't live
your guys'
on the
channels.
Stories. You got to keep doing the mission because you don't get to see the whole thing. You don't get to see the victims who did it. All you get to see is that it's moving on and somebody was saved.
I wonder if that might be a good thing. You know, because
it's trauma.
People,
it's trauma to people.
It is, you know, and even with my program at TAG, I travel with a 48-foot mobile exhibit called the Freedom Drivers Project, and it's actually fully renovated.
Couldn't find a 53-footer, could they?
No, we couldn't. We're working on that, Doug.
All right.
We're working on a second one here.
All right. 53, we'll hook you up.
All right. But it's fully renovated inside with artifacts from survivors who donated them to us with stories that go along with all of these artifacts that gives a real bird's eye view of what that looks like. And on our website, you can take a virtual tour of it, but it's a little different when you actually see it in person. So we're hoping to have the trailer here next year.
Sweet.
And then you guys come and walk through.
I bet we will.
Well, hey, Brandy, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your day to share your story and promote Truckers Against Trafficking, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show, what's left of it. We're about getting to the end of it.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Dave. Bill. I know, my hands are freezing.
Anna.
I survived. That's because I know truck driver language.
See, I wasn't bad with you at all, was I?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.